Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Long. Linnea Starr is our guest, as normally here on Mondays. Always have a great time with Linnea. Great connections, great readings, and you're in for a treat. So dial on into the radio show now. Don't want to waste any time now. Get on in, 347-884-8245. It's a 30-minute show, so you got to kind of hustle it on up, dial those digits, and press the one on your phone. And we'll get you connected here onto the show. That's how you do it here on Journey into the Light. And if you want to contact Linnea for private sessions, which she does do on a daily basis, just in case you had that question, which I know some folks do, so that's why I'm putting it out there, you can find Linnea at her website, which is LinneaStarr.com, which the link is right here on the show page. And if a phone number is easier for you to write down to contact Linnea, it's 978-549-7802. One more time, 978-549-7802 is the number. And let's go ahead and let's join on in with Linnea Starr. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. What a great opportunity to educate, entertain, and enlighten. So thank you for being a light worker with such a kaleidoscope of metaphysically gifted people. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all that you do to help so many people. And I enjoy our Mondays here on the show. And you got a great topic today.
I do, and thank you for letting me introduce this. It's something that's been around for centuries. It's called incorruptbodiesofsaints.com. And in the Christian religion, in the Jewish religion, and also in the Buddhist religion, there are instances where a holy person does not decay. They will exhume the body to either replace it or to canonize it in the Christian connection. And they've found several people did not decay despite being in the grave for many, many years. And the two examples I wanted to, you know, speak of are St. Catherine Labouré and St. Bernadette. St. Catherine Labouré died, I believe, in 1876. And when they exhumed her body about 50 years later to canonize her as a bona fide saint, her body was completely intact. And what they did is they have her in France in a glass viewing case at her chapel in Paris. And I had the pleasure to visit there a few years ago. And it's very amazing because naturally in the Bible, as we both know, it says from dust to dust. And that is, you know, the destiny of a mortal. But when you can visually see someone that walked the earth as we did and did, you know, have a life and did pass away, and then you get to see them right in front of you, and there were no embalming techniques in a lot of these instances. And what the Catholic Church seems to feel is that it's miraculous. It's a thing that was touched by the hand of God. So I was so thrilled that you could post that on the link for us. People can look at it. I'm not that familiar with the Jewish tradition or the Buddhist tradition. I know that they revere them as very holy when that happens, but I'm more familiar with the Catholicism aspect of it because, you know, I grew up as a Catholic and I learned about this, you know, growing up. So I'm going to say it is a phenomenon that happens frequently in those religions, but when you look at the remains of someone that died 100 years ago and they're completely visible as the person they once were, you have to query yourself and say who, how, why, when, and where. And my faith feels that it was the person that was touched by the hand of God because of their holiness.
Wow, I love that you brought that up because, yeah, I know studying, growing up Catholic too, and studying the faith as a young adult very deeply, that there are saints who, and there's many of them, you named a couple, but
right, there's like
best
many,
to my knowledge,
many.
Yeah, there's many, right. I believe St. Teresa Little Flower, Padre Pio, who, you know, I mean, he
John,
was a saint.
John the 23rd, I believe he was intact also. He's more recent with our timeline, and also you're correct, Padre Pio, I believe, died in 1968. And when they exhumed him to canonize him, his body was completely intact. And I just want to point out, too, that it's different than the Egyptian process of mummification. The Egyptian religion at that time believed that the body had to be completely intact to go to paradise. And so they did a lot of, groundwork to maintain the features. And they did a lot of things with herbs and spices to keep the body from decaying. And because of the dry weather in Egypt, lots of times the mummies look a little more leatherized. And this incorrupt is a little bit different because the person really resembles the person they were, and there is no embalming or any kind of accoutrements to keep them that way. It's just kind of a miracle from the hand of God. So I hope that your listening audience will take a moment to look at that, and it just kind of restores the faith that, you know what, there are some miracles out there that we cannot explain, but here's something that you can look at, and it's tangible, and you can see it. And my premise always is that seeing is believing for certain people.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And you make a great point because you're right. Nothing was done special to preserve these people's saints' bodies at all. And they were just like when they died, and a lot of people were shocked when they dug them up. And But, you know, and these people were saints while they were alive. I mean, if you read some of their stories, oh my goodness.
Amazing.
You know,
right.
Yeah. I mean, just a brief story for the listeners. And when I have posted the link so everybody can view it on my Facebook page, I also put it on this show page here just a little bit. So it'll be on the show. So the archive and the current listeners can be able to find it. But it's also on my Facebook page. But you take Padre Pio, for example, and he died fairly recently, you know, in our lifetime. He,
mm-hmm.
Most of us
right.
were alive when he. So he's not one of these really old, old saints. But I remember not so long ago, one of the founders of the Padre Pio Shrine, which is in Pennsylvania, because I know that because I used to get the special oil from the center and would send it to people who needed help back in before my radio days. But anyway, I digress a little bit. But the story, the lady came who runs this center, she came to our Catholic parish here in Oklahoma City one day, and I went and listened to her lecture, and she talked about how her child was diagnosed with some very severe medical issues. His whole stomach was rearranged, and he was dying. Let's just put it that way. Doctors couldn't do anything, and they said just get ready, you know, spend the last days with him. And she had already a connection years ago with Padre Pio, and he was still alive at this time. So she called him up, and he said just get on over here with him. That's what he said, you know, real abrupt and real direct, like he was. So she flew on out there and saw him in a confessional, and the son was with her. And she said, would you pray for him? Would you heal him? And he said, I've already prayed for him. He's already healed. Back. The doctors will confirm this. So she flew back to Philadelphia. Doctors took x-rays, and his body was miraculously healed. The doctors couldn't explain it. And now he's, you know, alive and well, and he's in his 40s. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah. In Boston, we have a wonderful mayor, Marty Walsh, Mayor Marty Walsh. And, you know, wonderful gentleman. He's been doing a lot of innovative things. And it came out during his election a couple of years ago that he was very sick as a young boy, and his mother took him to Ireland to the Blessed Mother of Knock, KNOC, which is a shrine where the Blessed Mother appeared many years ago, and she petitioned to have him, you know, saved, and miraculously, I'm not sure what the ailment was, but he came back to Boston, was completely cured, is now, you know, a young adult gentleman doing a wonderful political career. So I'm going to say the force is out there, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to believe in the faith that the saint is connected to. The saint is all merciful, and the saint will listen to your petition and bring it to God. And that is the key, because there are certain saints that are known for certain cures. Saint Jude is one of them. Padre Pio is another one. Saint Catherine Labouré. So if you can hitch your wagon to a star, meaning one of the saints that appeals to you, you always make a prayer promise that if you do get your answer and you are helped, make a small donation to the saint's cause, and that just perpetuates the work of the saint. And, you know, I have done that, and, you know, I'm going to say almost 99% of the time when I've prayer petitioned for something, the person has either improved or been completely eradicated of the illness, and it's miraculous. You just have to be open to it. It's there for everybody.
Yeah, and what I was speaking of was the oil that I would get from the Padre Pio Center in Pennsylvania. It's still there. People can look it up. And they'll mail you anything. And so I would get these. So this special oil came from in Italy, and what they did is took a relic, you know, a piece of bone of Padre
mm-hmm.
Pio. And they would, every so often, the priest there would put the bone with oil, and they would bless the oil. Plus, they would already have it would be touched by the relic of Padre Pio, and they would take this oil and bottle it so people could have it in their homes. So I would use this oil on my children when they were small. When they got sick, I would make the sign of the cross on their forehead, and they always got well very quick after that. So I
it's a miracle. It's a miracle, and it is out there. And if you can avail yourselves to learning about it, when there is a crisis or a situation where you need that kind of assistance, the saints are there to provide that guidance. And I would encourage everybody to just have an open heart and an open mind as we do. And thank you so much for letting me, you know, share that.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Loved it. Okay, well, let's get to the callers and see what questions they have for Linnea Starr. So let's go to our very first caller, area code 617. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello.
Hi, good evening. What part of, are you from Massachusetts?
Yes, I am.
Do I know you?
Not personally, but we've spoken before.
All right, so we've spoken on this show, or we've spoken in the Boston area? Okay.
Let me ask you, what part of Boston are you? What part of Boston are you in?
Yeah, Swampscott, Massachusetts, right outside Yeah, it's a really pretty seaside community, very nice, family-oriented, and very spiritual. Yeah, so, so thank you for calling, and what is your question tonight? What would you like to have
my
the stars tell you?
My question is in regards to a friendship that is moving. It's starting to blossom and open up a little bit. I just want to know if you see this growing even more so.
All right, well, thank you. As we're speaking, you know, and you have a very resonant voice, very, very
thank you.
Easy to tap into. They showed me a lotus blossom, a lotus flower. And that is, you know, an oriental symbol of growth and development. So I'm going to say, as we're speaking, this flower seems to be opening, you know, a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. So I'm going to say, I think the feeling you're getting is correct. I think it is supposed to grow and blossom. And I'm going to say, they are showing me December around you. Do you have a connection, or does the other person have a connection to the month of December at all?
Not, I know that I don't. I'm not sure about him.
All right, so I'm going to say there's a timeline they're showing me. So the flower is getting bigger, and it's, you know, on the vine. So I'm going to say it's showing me that from now, where we are in the spring, it looks like by the holidays of next, you know, Christmas, New Year's, you know, all those beautiful holidays, it looks like your relationship could be where you might like it to be. So I'm just saying that it's growing. And sometimes, you know, you have to nurture something and you watch as it grows.
Absolutely.
And they are showing me, and they're showing me the letter J around you. Does someone have the letter J in your life?
J. Listen
for Jay. That's okay. And what profession are you in? What do you do for your venue?
I'm actually administrative assistant, but I am looking. It could be a new job for me, maybe in June, July.
Okay, the job, J for job. They're showing me that it has, like, money signs around it, and they're singing the Abba song, Money, Money. So wherever you might land, it might be a little bit more of a salary increase, which you're deserving of. And I'm going to
Thank
say
you.
They're showing me Salem, Massachusetts. Does someone have a connection to Salem at all?
No, but I like Salem.
All right, so there is a draw. There is
I love
a pull
Salem.
That takes you
yes.
to there. And they're showing me Salem State University. Do you have any connections there? Were you thinking of working for
sister.
Them at all?
My sister Angela, who's passed, was a student at Salem.
Okay.
She was a student
This
at
isn't
Salem.
Patricia's daughter, is it?
No. No.
All right, because I have a friend who has a sister with that name who passed away, sadly. So I'm going to say that if you have a connection to Salem State from that lovely connection, they're showing me that there could be a job opportunity. You might avail yourself to maybe, you know, their job listings. They're growing rapidly. They're building a whole bunch of new buildings. It's a wonderful institution. They have every kind of program imaginable. And I'm going to say, I think two things for you. It is the job, I think, by fiscal year, which ends, I believe, July 1st, and then the new one begins. And I think by Christmas, it looks like you're in a ensconced in a very happy connection. So good luck. Please let us know what comes true.
Thank you. Now, he's very, very, it's moving very slow due to him.
All right. Well, sometimes, you know, one person holds back a little bit because they're shy or they don't want to rush you. But if I see the lotus blossom, which I have, and it's opening up and the vine is growing, it says that the relationship is deep-rooted to begin with, and you will just start to see some of these changes as he's a little more comfortable with revealing how he feels. I think he might hold back a little bit not to overwhelm you, and that's a gentleman. So I think you have a very nice connection. Good luck. Let us know what
this
comes true.
Good. Thank you. Thank you so much, and many blessings to you. And thank you for speaking on about the saints, because it has really, I'm curious.
Oh, take a look.
To learn more about the saints. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Good luck.
So thank you. Thank you for speaking on that.
Yes. Take care. You too.
All right. You as well.
Many blessings. Thank you. Nice lady.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. Let's go to our next call here. We're going to go down to San Antonio, and we're going to bring in our next caller, who I was speaking to in the screening room. He also enjoyed your talk about the saints, too.
Oh,
he's Catholic down there in San Antonio, big Catholic area. And Hector, welcome to the program. You're live with Linnea Starr.
How are you? Hi. Thank you for calling. I'm glad you enjoyed that topic. It's a topic of great fascination, and if you have a chance to review it, you'll see there's a lot of factual evidentiary as well as the spiritual and the supernatural part of it. Yes, I'm going to say they're telling me, do you have a question that the stars could direct you in? What would you like to ask them?
I'd like to ask, I had a friend who recently passed on. I'd like to see if he can communicate with him.
All right. Well, thank you. And how old was the wonderful friend? I'm sorry for the passing. How old was the person?
45.
He was 35?
45.
Oh, 45. Thank you. I didn't hear the whole number. So I'm very sorry for that. He's actually showing me, and it's a another language, but he's showing me the word cruz, C-R-U-Z. I know that means cross. Is that somebody's name? Because it's on a sign. Is it a street name or someone's name? He says to show that name, cruz. So do you have anyone in your life with that name, you know, around you, or did he?
Cruz. Right now, I don't remember. I will write it down.
All right. Well, cruz also means cross. So I'm going to say, was your friend a spiritual gentleman?
Yeah, I guess he was.
All right. And I think he keeps showing me California around you. Does someone have a connection to San Francisco or San Diego at all? Are you planning to go to that part of the world in the near future?
In the near future, no. In the past, yes.
Okay, you have been there. All right, well, he's given me that part. Me saying, California, here I come. And he's telling me that he's been trying to connect with you through dreams. So have you remembered any vivid dreams that this friend might have appeared in?
Yes, he has.
As long as you realize that it's him and he's trying to make a constant connection. So what you might think about doing is to keep a dream log. Every time you have a dream, when you wake up in the morning, remember the key points of it. He says, I'm trying to get a message to him very clearly. So he says to show you that. And for some reason, he keeps showing me his hair. He said he had very nice hair. Do you happen to remember if that was an attribute of this gentleman?
Yeah, it was. He always keep up on his hair, that's for sure.
All right, well, he says, show my hair. And he's kind of laughing about that. He said it's an inside joke. So I really get a very fun gentleman. I think there was a lot of humor around him. He seemed to have a lot of vitality.
He went to a barber. It was a special haircut. You always got.
He
come by and said, Mike, check out my haircut. You know, it was one of a kind haircut I haven't seen. You know, but he always got it. So maybe that's when
he already said my hair, his hair, and he's also showing me. I don't know if you have it. He's showing me the turquoise jewelry. There's a very strong Indian connection to that, and you are from a very wonderful area that has a lot of American Indian memorabilia. Does somebody have a piece of turquoise or something on a neck chain? He's showing me something with a piece of turquoise on it. Do you happen to have that, or did he have that?
I got one.
Do you wear it? Do you wear that piece? All right, you should wear it because what he's telling you, and I agree, turquoise is a very good luck charm for certain people. Everyone has a different amulet that is good luck for them, but he's telling me that the turquoise one brings you good luck, and it just increases your aura and your energy. So you might think about doing that. And he's talking about a pickup truck. He's showing me a vehicle. Is somebody fixing one, changing one, buying one? He's showing me a light-colored truck. Does somebody have that right now?
I know a lot of people got pickups, you know. I know he.
All right, well, someone's getting one, and he's talking about the hood ornament. He said the next person that, you know, you're close to that gets this pickup truck, there's going to be a very unusual hood ornament. And I really don't know that much about pickup trucks. I know about vehicles. But he's telling me that it's going to look like a bird. So when you see whoever this is with this new vehicle, notice the decoration. It'll have a bird on it. He's showing me that. And for some reason, he keeps showing me the letter C. Does someone have the letter C around you or around your gentleman friend?
A C. Huh?
The letter C.
Hmm.
Then just listen for it. What nationality is your wonderful friend? What is his ethnicity?
He was Mexican, myself.
All right. Well, thank you. And he's actually showing me. I'm sure you're familiar with her. He's showing me the icon that's very popular in that area, the Blessed Mother of Guadalupe. So you might get something with the Blessed Mother on it. She is the Madonna that does appear in the Latina Mexicana area when she does make her, her visit.
Do you have
anything?
Oh, yeah. I have on the wall. I have it on the wall. She's my favorite saint, you know, the Virgin Mary.
Great.
I have his picture close
with her?
With her.
Right. Well, thank you. So he showed us the Blessed Mother, and that is a saint that you have a strong connection to. And so his image, his picture is quite close to, you know, that beautiful icon of the Madonna. So I'm going to say, I think he's trying to tell you that that's where he is, you know, on the other side with that particular Madonna, because that is germane to your area. And why does he say Xavier? Why does he say the name Xavier? Is there someone with the name Xavier around you?
Xavier. I can't remember, but I'm going to write that down too. You know.
Well, there's a baby coming. So I'm going to say I see a child, someone's child. I'm not sure if it's in your family, but he's showing me an infant boy, and it says Xavier. So please let us know what comes true. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
It's nice talk to you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you too.
God bless you, Hector. Take care. We got to run. We're out of time. Linnea, thanks for a fantastic show as always.
You too, and we will talk soon. Thank you. Take care.
Okay. All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right, Linnea Starr here. Each Monday is here on Journey into Light. James Peterson coming up next. So everybody redial, and James will be right here. Thank you.